society that first brought civilization to the desert. Far from just scraping by in this harsh landscape, the Garamantes were flourishing. They grew crops such as cereals and grapes. They kept horses and pigs. Clearly, they needed large amounts of water. So where did they find it here in the middle of the desert?
Now this is the key to the Garamantes' incredible success. It's vertical holes that are sunk deep into the ground. 40 to 50 metres, that's about 150 feet. And the purpose of them was pretty simple. It was to bring water up from below ground. And this environment must have seemed that it was almost magic. In fact, the Garamantes had discovered groundwater.
Beneath the surface of the Sahara is a surprising part of the great water cycle, a massive store of groundwater. This is water that is seeped into the ground and is collected in porous layers of rock. The water came from the period thousands of years before, when the Sahara was lush and wet. Some of that water percolated into the rocks below and remained there, despite the dramatic drying above, until the Garamantes found it.
They kind of dig them down until they hit the water table, and they just keep doing the same thing. And there's one after another along a whole line.
But these holes aren't wells, they're maintenance shafts. They reach down to tunnels, which carried the water.
The point is, right up there at the end is where the water source is. So the water flows naturally from the escarpment up there, underground, down to the kind of oasis over there. Now that's where the Garamantian city was. What they could have done is they could have dug wells down and kind of lifted the water out. But that's a lot of work for very little return. Much better to use gravity to channel the water in an underground tunnel straight to where they need it. That was the Garamantians' real ingenuity.
The Garamantes had managed to tap the same water that the early Saharans had enjoyed thousands of years earlier.
By mining groundwater, the Garamantians managed to turn the clock back on the Sahara. They made the desert bloom again.